Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so do enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. As always, lots to discuss tonight. Of course, your phone calls are primary. This just in, a few moments before the show, I guess, or at least this afternoon, breaking news that involves one of our listeners. His name is Bradley Jardis, and he is a New Hampshire police officer. In fact, he's a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. I think both of you might have had the opportunity to meet Brad. I'm not
positive. I don't believe I did.
I know for sure you have, Mark.
Yes, I did.
And he's a great guy. He's a very nice gentleman, and he happens to be a supporter of Free Talk Live, a listener of the show. And apparently he showed up recently at a little John McCain shindig on behalf of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Now, as you may know, the Send the Right Message organization, which I believe is sendtherightmessage.com, it's a New Hampshire-based legalization promotional organization. I don't know really how to define what they're out there for, but essentially what they've been doing is they've been going to the different presidential candidate forums where, you know, fill in the blank presidential candidate will show up and take questions from the audience, and they'll show up there with video cameras and sort of bird dog the candidate is what it's called. So you basically, you put your people in the audience, and when it comes to question and answer time, you have your people raise their hands, and then one of them hopefully will get picked on and have the chance, the opportunity to ask a question in regards to drug policy. And so they've been cornering the candidates with questions about, for instance, re-legalizing marijuana or medicinal marijuana and that sort of thing, and actually catching their responses on videotape. So far, it's been a pretty interesting little process, and I think you guys over at Free Minds TV, Nick, on your television show, you've been a part of some of this, right?
We have. Toby actually asked John Edwards, Toby's my co-host on Free Minds TV, asked John Edwards what his position, well, specifically what he asked was, do you see a correlation between what happened with alcohol prohibition and what's happening with marijuana prohibition here today? John Edwards asked if the question be rephrased. Apparently that wasn't one of the questions that was in his repertoire of having, post-it answers for.
Right.
And he basically rephrased the question and then answered it about medical marijuana.
I see.
And his position was that he wouldn't use the federal government to intervene in states where medical marijuana is legal. But he really didn't answer the actual question either. Yeah.
Yeah, most of the answers from these candidates have been, well, lacking. Except for, of course, Ron Paul, maybe Mike Gravel as well.
Well, we got Ron Paul, too, and his answer was the best by far.
Right.
So
here's what happened the other night at the little John McCain get-together. According to HuffingtonPost.com, apparently, Matt Simon, who is the man in charge of SendTheRightMessage.com, also a Free State Project member, interestingly enough, an early mover. This is him writing about it. He said, John McCain does a lot of town hall meetings, and he's usually quite pleased to get questions from law enforcement officers, firefighters, and military personnel. Sunday evening at Franklin Pierce College in Ringe, New Hampshire, that's around here, isn't it?
Yep.
May have provided an exception. It would be an understatement to observe this was not the usual question. Bradley apparently stood up and asked John McCain the following, quote, I've served here in my state as a law enforcement officer for going on 9 years now, and after 9 years working in the street, I've come to the conclusion that the war on drugs is a terrible failure. I've seen firsthand that the war on drugs causes crime and causes children to have access to drugs easier, and it does nothing to curb the problem of drug abuse. Just like alcohol prohibition, after the 18th Amendment passed, the country wised up and we passed the 21st Amendment, which curbed the violence problem in this country greatly. What is it going to take for powerful politicians such as yourself to realize that the war on drugs is a failure and that we need to get smart about drugs, not tough? We need to be smart. McCain responded, thank you, sir. It's going to take a lot before I adopt your viewpoint. This drew some laughs and scattered applause from the crowd, but it was only the beginning of a 3-minute answer. McCain rested the first part of his rationale for the war on drugs on the pharmacological differences between alcohol and drugs, as though he knows a damn thing about pharmacology and the differences between alcohol and other drugs.
Right, and this is what, you know, largely the war on drugs is a war on marijuana. You know, certainly there are some harder drugs out there that I would prefer to see a member of my family addicted to alcohol than I would, say, heroin or methamphetamine.
Sure.
If I were to get a choice like that, and I won't have it. But if you're looking, but if that person's going to be a chronic user of marijuana versus a chronic user of alcohol, I'd prefer them to be a chronic user of marijuana.
Absolutely. Well, John McCain claimed that most experts agree alcohol is fundamentally different and that only alcohol can be moderately consumed.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. He says most experts agree with that.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, well, he's just pulling it out of his butt.
Now,
it's nonsense.
I've used cocaine in my life, and I've decided I don't want to use it for months at a time after that.
You didn't snort pile after pile every single night of your life?
For some reason, I just decided I wanted to do it at a party because it was available, and then I didn't go on with that.
I, in fact, am such a marijuana addict that I'm smoking a joint right now as we're on the air.
You're not allowed to. The rules are on this show that no one is allowed to use any mind-altering substances during the day before the show, so you're full of crap is what you are.
Well, just outrageous. Just such lies. I mean, most marijuana smokers and marijuana consumers are individuals who use it on a responsible basis. They're people that get home from work after a day of work, and instead of cracking open a beer and sitting down on the couch, they roll up a joint and sit down on the couch. I mean, to suggest that only alcohol can be moderately consumed is the most... It's just the most absurd statement I've ever heard about marijuana.
Right. I mean,
besides the thing that the allegation that it makes you grow breasts if you're a man, and that's pretty absurd too.
I don't.
It's right up there.
I don't use marijuana because that's sort of the deal that I have with my wife about getting married. You know, it's monogamy and no use and no pot. But when I did use marijuana in the past, and you were around for this,
yep.
I generally would only take a puff or two because I only use it moderately.
I kept trying to convince you to take more, and you wouldn't do it.
Being really stoned.
It only takes like one or two for you, and you're good to go, right?
Right. Like I just, you know, just a little bit. It's been, you know, quite some time now, but
the senator did say he would support a small increment of reform, saying, "I will agree with you to this extent that too often we put first-time drug users in prison," he said. He was quickly interrupted by applause from a smattering of college students. This, by the way, the same college that just a matter of less than 2 months ago had, I guess, wasn't their rooms were ransacked or something like that?
Yeah, I think an employee of the college who was cleaned the place found like a grinder for the pot and I think maybe some pot as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then they told the cops and the cops came and kicked everybody out. And
right, didn't they actually kick the kids from that apartment out into the cold?
I think it was a dorm. Yeah, I think they kicked everyone out for a few hours while they went through. And
this apparently drew a smile and joke from McCain, who then went on to say he supports a program in Arizona that gives first-time offenders a treatment option. McCain said such a program should be implemented nationally.
That's really an option, by the way.
By the way, this is the most this guy has ever said on the war on drugs. Normally, it's just sort of a blow-off situation. If it were just you or me, Nick, going in there and asking this question, it would have been sort of shut down and blown off. But because Brad is a police officer, he got a little bit more attention.
Is Brad actively on the force?
He is. Which makes him very unusual amongst the law enforcement against prohibition.
And
members.
He's also in his town. You know, I mean, this is something that he can claim. He's the number one guy as far as catching people with, you know, busting drugs on his force. So he's doing his job. I can't say that I necessarily
agree with him on that one.
The greatest thing in the world, but it gives him validity.
Yeah, it gives him the ability to say, you know, I'm the top drug cop, and I say this is crazy.
Right, and which
right
that has a lot of strength and value to it.
McCain cited policy experts from Europe, which he said were a failure, and he said the U.S. should work with Mexico to do continuing battle with drug cartels, saying, "I'll do whatever I can to help you combat these drug dealers, these terrible people who prey on America."
Did George Bush come into this meeting?
They all sound the same to me. The New Hampshire police officer questioning McCain was Bradley Jardis, a speaker with the organization Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and he wasn't done with what he had to say to McCain. We'll share the rest of their conversation with you here in moments. 800-259-9231. Are drug dealers really preying on America? Are all the people that are buying the drugs just little slaves of the drug dealers or something? Or wait, they're choosing to buy them. We're on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sagittarius, Capricorn, Cancer. All sun signs that astrologists claim tell us something about a person. Cars have signs, too, that tell us if they're stolen. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG.
Blue nautical signs say smooth sailing. Yellow yield signs say slow down. Here are some red hot signs that indicate the used car you're considering may be stolen. The vehicle identification number or VIN number on the title and on the car itself don't match. And the engine ID number is scratched off. License plates or plate bolts are brand new. Ignition switches feel loose. And keys are copies, not originals. Be aware, knowing these signs of red-hot filth can help you keep your hard-earned green. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. The bulletin board system, over 300,000 posts, serious issues, and fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. And you can try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
Now, normally on Free Talk Live, I don't talk about politicians. I don't like dropping names. I can't stand that kind of talk radio. But when a politician gets, caught in a little trap, I always find that interesting. That's what happened here in New Hampshire, a matter of, I think it was Sunday night, in fact, at Franklin Pierce College, when John McCain was speaking, doing one of the little candidate appearances where they schmooze and then they take questions. And usually when someone asks a question about medical marijuana, they get blown off. For instance, Julia was telling us about the video. You guys played it on Free Minds TV, which you can see at freemindstv.com. I think it was the most recent episode of Mitt Romney. Yeah. Being a total jackball to this crippled man in a wheelchair. What did he have, multiple sclerosis or something else? Something awful.
Might have been muscular dystrophy.
Yeah, I think that was it, muscular dystrophy.
Yeah.
He was wheelchair bound, and he'd come in to talk to Mitt Romney at this appearance and about marijuana, and there was a cameraman there, so everything was caught on video. And, you know, he basically said, "Are you going to have me arrested for using my medicine?"
And Romney walked away.
Basically, he blew him off, and you know, he said that, "Well, you know, I support you can use legitimate medicines if you want to get better, blah blah blah." And then he started turning away from the guy, and he asked him a question. You know, he asked him again, "Will you arrest me if I use my medicine?" And you know, Mitt Romney just ignored the guy, and the cameraman badgered Romney and said, "Hey, aren't you going to answer his question?" And Romney said, "I did speak to the man," and turned away. And just walked off. And just that's the attitude that we typically see, especially from the Republican side, but also on the Democrat side as well. I mean, some of the more bigger name Democratic candidates couldn't really be bothered to, I don't think, say very much in regards to the war on drugs or specifically marijuana prohibition.
I think that John McCain came off a hell of a lot better than in this particular instance.
Only because it was a cop. And that's my point here, is that if it hadn't been a New Hampshire police officer, Brad Jardis, one of the members of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, asking the question and making some very good points, as you'll hear in a moment here, about the war on drugs from his position of expertise, if it hadn't been Brad Jardis and had been one of us, he would have blown us off just like he's blown off other people. Because this isn't the first time that McCain has been asked a drug war question. It's just the first time he's been asked a drug war question from a cop.
It's going to be rare that you see that happen.
And so you can't have, I mean, a politician wouldn't be caught dead disrespecting one of their own, right? One of their enforcers, essentially. So he's got to treat Brad with some level of a much larger modicum of respect than he would any of us little people. And so to that end, we will continue the conversation here. This is from HuffingtonPost.com. Matt Simon, the man behind SendTheRightMessage.com, is giving us the story. So there was a bit of back and forth between Brad Jardis and John McCain. And John McCain said that he thought that there were too many first-time drug offenders in prison, that he supported a treatment option as opposed to putting those people in jail, which is, again, a position that he's never necessarily spoke about until Brad Jardis confronted him. And continuing the story here, again, Jardis is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, one of the few active members in police. He's actually a current cop and in Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Many of the members of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition never said anything about the war on drugs or came out against the war on drugs while they were on the force. And then when they retired, they joined LEAP. So Brad is very, very unusual in that he's joined LEAP and he's still an active cop. Anyway, he rocked the boat earlier this year when he testified in favor of ending marijuana prohibition before New Hampshire legislators. You and I were there to see that happen. Mm-hmm. He says he enforces the laws because it's his job to do so, but he feels it's his duty as a citizen to speak out against a policy which he says needlessly destroys lives. McCain then directed a question at Jardis, continuing the exchange, saying, "I just want to ask one other thing. Do you think methamphetamine ought to be legal?" Jardis says, "I think what we need to look at is the drug policy." McCain says, "Yeah, but you know, it's one thing to talk about policy. It's another thing to talk about specifics. And with all due respect, do you think methamphetamine ought to be made legal?" Jardis responded, "I don't think that if someone gets caught with methamphetamine, we should be putting them in prison, period. We should be helping them. We should help people who are addicted to drugs, not spend $69 billion a year to put people in jail. If you arrest somebody, it doesn't solve the problem. You just said that there are drug cartels. There would not There would not be drug cartels if we were to regulate drugs. In Switzerland, they have public heroin clinics where people can go and get help with clean needles to come off drugs. There's no doubt that drugs are dangerous, but our policy doesn't do anything to help people who are addicted. If you arrest a 16-year-old for possession of marijuana and they get a criminal conviction, you can get over an addiction, but you can never get over a conviction. They lose their funding to go to college, and no one could ever say that keeping a kid from going to college accomplishes something good. Not at all. And so McCain then interrupts Brad to continue to schmooze on.
Well, he said that he didn't answer the question, and I think that that's just not true. It sounds to me like he absolutely did ask the question. The question was, should methamphetamine be illegal, and Bradley said that nobody should go to prison for it. That's close enough to an answer as far as I'm concerned.
It's a better answer than any politician would give, I can tell you that. Well, what McCain said was, thank you very much. I'm sorry you didn't have a position on methamphetamine, but I do agree with
you. He has a position. The position is that nobody should go to prison for possession.
I do agree with you strongly. As I said, we have this program in Arizona that I'd like to see adopted nationwide, that first-time offenders are given an opportunity to rehabilitate themselves and have a clean record. I thank you for your service and appreciate the discussion, and I look forward to continuing this dialogue, because I in no way do I in any way mean to diminish the magnitude of this problem and the terrible tragedies it inflicts on America every single day. Thank you, and thank you for your service. At the event's conclusion, Jardis approached McCain, shook his hand, and handed him a Law Enforcement Against Prohibition DVD to watch. So, we'll
see. I'm sure he's working on that.
Yeah. And, certainly McCain's proposal, I guess it sounds radical for a Republican to say, well, you know, we shouldn't be putting these guys in jail, but forcing treatment isn't really that much of a better situation. Essentially what you're doing is you're taking one situation where people are being put in a prison cell and you're taking them and forcing them into a treatment center instead. You're still using force on these people. And if somebody doesn't want to get treatment, then forcing them into treatment isn't going to solve their problem.
Right. They had drug treatment when I was in prison. It's absolutely, they have it inside. So when does drug treatment become incarceration? If I get caught with methamphetamine one time, they put me in a 21-day treatment program. I come out. I the first thing I do is go find me a, what do they call methamphamine? A crank?
Ice.
I go find me a little vial of this stuff, and within a week I've got myself arrested again. I go in for a 30-day treatment program. Pretty soon I'm up to 6 months. Pretty soon I'm up to 2 years. I mean, when did it become prison?
1-800-259-9231. Well, according to McCain, it's on your second offense. So you get one chance, and then you go into a prison cell. Can we please stop the insanity and stop arresting our friends and family and neighbors for just trying to, I don't know, feel a little differently? More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report, here on Genesis Network Radio after Alex Jones, 2 to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, and Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. I introduce the remarkable wellness solutions every day on the Nutramedical Report, and Super Silver is unique. With three remarkable technologies patented at the U.S. Patent Office November 14, 2006, including Tetra Silver Oxygen Nanoparticle Size and Scalar, Rife-type technologies, it is unparalleled in terms of its killing capacity of all known pathogens, including high-path avian flu, flesh-eating bacteria, Lyme, etc. Clear your body of hidden microorganisms that cause illness and prevent progression to disease. You can order at 888-212-8871 or securely online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com. That's 888-888-212-8871. We also distribute in the U.S. and in Canada, as we have a Canadian supplier. So listen to the Nutramedical Report every day, Monday to Friday, here on Genesis Network.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free of the Shrine of Female listeners, including the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar had its offices raided and all of its precious metals seized last week. On Wednesday, to find out more, go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates. To help, get a paper Liberty Dollar and sign up for the class action suit. Also at libertydollar.org. Don't let the federal government shut down this important alternative in currency. Once again, libertydollar.org. Nick, I believe you have recently acquired a piece of Liberty Dollar paper certificate.
I did, just tonight, and I've signed up for the class action lawsuit already. So
fantastic. You were looking at a PDF file a moment ago, and I have the same one in front of me. Essentially, the FBI's documentation has been, I don't know if it was leaked to the Internet or how this got out. I think I've heard it was leaked, and it's like a 38-page document that essentially, I guess, outlines their case against NORFED, right?
I thought the... It's a search and seizure warrant, and it names their what they claim to be probable cause and mm-hmm. what laws they say NORFED has broken. But as I understood it, they had to present someone at NORFED or with the actual warrant.
I see.
A copy of it.
So it's not leaked necessarily.
Not leaked necessarily. I think NORFED just might have scanned in their copy and put it up on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
As I understand it, you're supposed to be able to read the actual warrant. I don't know if you keep a hard copy or not, but...
This seems like more than just a warrant, because the warrant they had was just a few pages long. This one is 38 pages long. Are we looking at the same thing?
We may not be.
Okay. Well, there's something here, and I've been told that it even has Bernard von Nothaus's Social Security number listed in it. So it would shock me if it were to be the Liberty Dollar people that had released this. I get the feeling this came from somewhere else. Nonetheless, I've yet to have a chance to really go through it, but from what I understand, they're alleging money laundering. They're alleging essentially that the NORFED currency, the Liberty Dollar currency, is supposed to look like the Federal Reserve currency, and therefore counterfeiting, possibly, allegations. This is just my initial my initial sense.
That's what I read, too.
I think some people could be confused, maybe, by a
You've got to be kidding me. There's a website and a phone number on the Liberty Dollar pieces.
I understand what you're saying. I think some people could be confused, but I don't
see
why.
Yeah, maybe if they didn't look at it.
I don't. What's the issue with it? Because it's not. It says $20. If it whatever the denomination is, Northhead will redeem it for that amount of money.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's not like you're being defrauded. You just if you thought that was the face value the government would give you, it's the same value that the Liberty Dollar folks will give you.
Yeah. So we'll continue as we learn more about this case. We'll continue to give you updates. I think I read that Bernard von Nothaus, the man in charge of the Liberty Dollar, who we had on the show a week ago, I guess, apparently was scheduled for the Glenn Beck program on television tonight. So
that'll be good. That would be big. That's a good program.
And we also know that he's
big program.
He is set as the keynote speaker in the upcoming Liberty Forum, which we're going to be broadcasting from. So we're looking forward to seeing Bernard again, provided that the feds don't arrest him by that point. So we'll keep you up to date with that as it develops. Let's go to the phones in the meantime and talk to Tom in London. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Tom, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to call you off and tell you about how two things which are going on in the UK which are just completely absurd.
Okay.
Well, one of them is absurd and the other one is just expected, standard operating procedure of government. A few days ago, the government have announced that as part of the war on terrorism, we're now going to have airport-style security checks at all mainline railway stations.
You're going to have airport-style, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So baggage checks, you know, random searches, that kind of stuff.
So this is on the subway? You're talking about the regular subway?
On mainline, like Amtrak-style.
I see.
Trains.
Okay.
Commuter rail, that kind of thing. And then today, it's been tragic but hilarious. The Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, which is, you know, the equivalent of the IRS, has only gone and lost 25 million records.
Oh God!
About citizens. They've lost. Basically, what they were doing is they were sending some data from one office to another, and they put 25 million benefit records onto a disk and mailed it. And the mail has gone missing.
So, wait a minute. They don't have a backup copy?
No. They've got a copy, but they don't know where the copy they sent.
Oh, I see what you mean.
They just lost all 25 million people's information?
So, like the equivalent of our social security number, that sort of identifying information.
Everything it takes to fake being a citizen for Her Majesty's England.
It also has bank details as well.
Oh, lovely.
It contains the name, address, date of birth, national insurance number, and where relevant, bank details of 25 million people or 7.5 million families. Well, there's only 60 million people in the UK.
So I was going to ask.
50% of the...
Oh, my goodness.
Now, didn't we have something similar here?
The revenue has resigned today.
Oh, that's going to solve the problem.
And there are calls for the Chancellor, who's like the number two guy in the government to go. Of course, the opposition parties are being completely ineffectual and saying, we need reform, we need to bring the government up to date with new technology, blah-de-blah-de-blah, and ignoring the fact that, you know, although some of them are saying that, you know, the fact that they've made this huge blunder, and this is just one of a whole series of stupid blunders, like losing laptops with personal information on them, and
that's what's happened over here.
Personal information to the wrong people, and
that might have been what you were remembering, Nick. Was the VA? I think at one point lost a laptop.
Like 21 million.
I don't think it was millions. It was hundreds of thousands, maybe, but a whole lot of names and information and private numbers and that sort of thing was all lost as well. So these things happen, and you know, essentially, the government, the top guy at the IRS or whatever it is over there, Department of Revenue, resigning is nothing more than symbolism. You know, that's just them saying, look, we're showing we're serious about this. See, this guy's resigned. Okay, well, we can't really do anything else. We've already lost your information, so go back to work, everybody. Nothing to see here.
It's child benefit records, which is everybody who has a child. Every single parent in the UK has potentially lost their privacy.
Right. So I guess what you have to do at this point is just hope that it's just a piece of lost mail and that no one actually maliciously took it.
Well, and the only thing I can hope is that this huge, you know, bout of incompetence shakes the public into realizing that, you know, if the government get put in charge of any more personal information, like the ID card system or the new immigration procedures or any of the other things which they're proposing, they're going to make the same kind of job of it, which is, you know, half-assed and, you know, will involve, you know, even more tragedy.
Now, I mean, that's certainly an optimistic viewpoint. I mean, to hope that the public will pick up on this and be upset enough to make a change, but
I don't think there's a lot of evidence for it.
Yeah, I mean, these sorts of things happen, and usually the news just blows over.
The story is on the BBC News website, and, you know, 4,000 people have emailed in, and, you know,
there's no doubt that in Great Britain, just as over here in the United States, there's a lot of people that are upset at the government and how powerful it has gotten and how just huge and overwhelming and intrusive it has become. But I think even though there's a tremendous amount of people that feel that way, I think they also feel defeated at the same time. I think they feel as though there's not much that they can do about it, especially when you have, you know, big government candidate A running against big government candidate B. I mean, do you guys have the equivalent of a Ron Paul over there that you could, you know, that people could get excited about?
Short answer, no. But there are some things which I am quite excited about. The No2 ID organization, who are, you know, strongly opposing the ID card system.
Yeah, we talked about that.
These are Britons that are refusing to accept the new national ID cards, correct?
Well, they're campaigning against it, but they've just started pushing their pledge, and a whole load of people, including myself, pledged a year or two back to refuse and to donate to a legal defense fund.
Yeah,
so
that's
I'm
absolutely
really
something to be excited about, and that's cool too, because it's civil disobedience. It doesn't have to involve a candidate. You don't have to have this magical savior to get behind. You can just go and just refuse to participate, and I think that's very powerful. Keep us in the loop, Tom, and thanks for the information from overseas across the pond, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then amp up. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier, and you get some access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. But the main purpose of the program is to have you send in $3 a month, and we take that money in and we turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live, getting the show on more radio stations across the country, and thereby exposing more new people to the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's valuable to you and you like Free Talk Live, and you like the fact that we give away everything for free, then head over and voluntarily contribute at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go right back into the phone calls here. Dave is in Athens, Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Oh, I have smoked marijuana and it never did anything bad to me. It just gave me the giggles.
Yeah. And now, did you become an addict? Could you not put the joint down? Because that's what John McCain says. He says that only people can use alcohol responsibly.
I could put it down easily. I haven't smoked it lately.
That's funny. You know what? I've never met anybody that couldn't put a joint down that, couldn't use marijuana in a moderated capacity. There may be some people out there, but
I've met people that I felt like took some chances that I would not have taken in order to acquire marijuana, and that seems to me like an indication of somebody who has a problem.
Yeah, a question for you. How do you feel about smoking cigarettes?
It's your body. You can do whatever you want.
Throw your cigarette butts out the window of the car.
Yeah. Okay, will you guys be on Thursday or?
Yeah, you know what? I need to ask our board operators about that. I have yet to confirm if we're going to be able to do a live show on Thursday night, but until I hear otherwise, we will be live on Thanksgiving.
All right, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Or Thanksgiving night, rather. Thank you, sir. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I mean, cigarettes, it's smoking. I don't really get it, personally. I mean, at least you're smoking marijuana, you're smoking to get high. I don't really know what the purpose to smoking cigarettes is.
To satiate your addiction?
Yeah.
Right.
People enjoy it. I mean,
but why start? I mean, is it really that most people start because they think it's cool?
Well,
or what?
It does have a physical effect on you when you first start.
Like a little buzz or something?
It's like a head rush. Some people it doesn't really affect that much, others it does.
Mm-hmm. You know, people have been using tobacco over here in America for as long as people have been in America. It's sort of a traditional thing. I'm not saying that I think that using tobacco is the smartest thing anyone's ever done, but
they should be able to do it if they want.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's all kinds of ways to use tobacco. You can smoke cigars. You can smoke pipes. You can chew it.
Right.
Which is snuff.
Yuck.
Do they have snuff, which is
snuff
similar?
Is kind of outdated. I don't think
I've enjoyed chewing tobacco before.
It's so gross. People carry around their bottles. You know, they've got this bottle that they just sort of spit it into after they're done chewing.
I've done it before.
Yeah.
Have you?
It's better to use an opaque bottle rather than a clear one.
Yeah.
And now they flavor it like fruit. They have peach in the marketplace or something like that. They have vanilla flavored. they accuse cigarette company of targeting kids, but, you know, they pretty much make candy flavored.
Right,
now.
Strawberry tobacco.
But adults eat candy.
Sure they do.
Oh, yeah. Sure yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Doesn't matter if you want to talk about drugs or guns. And word is the Supreme Court is going to be hearing that Second Amendment case. We'll give you a few details on that here. But first, let's talk to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. I've gotten a copy of some papers from Ron Paul's office. They're putting in the mail to me today. They didn't have a fax machine there. It's about this thing with the Liberty Coin.
Really?
Right? They said they have some information on this, and so they're going to mail it to me.
Okay.
And also, there's some other things, too. This craziness that GW is doing about threatening martial law and this executive order he wants to bring about saying if you disagree with him that you could be considered a terrorist, you could be arrested. Well,
yeah, you mentioned that last night, Paula. What about it?
Well, the reps in Washington are staying in the house. Some of them are staying right there. They're keeping it open.
A little camp out there? In the house.
Yeah, they're afraid that GW's going to pull something. And so this is why they're keeping the house open. They said they're right there in Washington. They're not going
to
miss anything.
If he wants to declare martial law, I don't think that the representatives being in the house is really going to matter at all.
No.
Well, the thing is, this isn't necessary.
No, I would concur with you completely.
Well,
absolutely.
I think he's going a little berserk. Okay, I mean, he's mentally ill anyway, but the thing is, it's just, he's going overboard.
He needs to see your doctor. You got some doctors you could recommend him to, don't you, Paula?
No, I mean,
Dr. Martini,
doctor,
I believe.
But, huh?
Dr. Martini, I believe.
She knows the situation. No? She even got in touch with his mom.
Yeah.
And tried to get him to stop the aspartame poisoning.
That's right. See, Paula has the connections. You need some help, Paula's going to be able to help you out. Paula, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. She is connected. I mean, Paula has a fax machine, and Dr. Ron Paul's presidential campaign doesn't even have a fax machine. I mean, I thought that Ron Paul was a frugal man, but to not buy a fax machine for his campaign office, I don't know. Maybe
it
Paula
is staffed by young people. Perhaps they just think email's good enough.
You know what? I think Paula is actually hooked up. I think her phone lines are hooked up to some secret government call center, and she wasn't actually talking to the Ron Paul campaign. She was talking to some government black ops organization. They're fooling her. They're keeping her in the dark.
There was a small grain of truth somewhere in all of that call. there is an act before the House right now, H.R. 1955. The Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007, but it's not an executive order. There are parts of this bill that could be construed basically as thought crimes acts. If you adopt an ideology which promotes the idea of violence, you don't actually have to conspire to commit an act of terrorism or violence.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you are a communist. Under this bill, you could be arrested because communism is ideology that promotes violence against the state.
Well, so you're correct, and we've discussed that before. And also, there was another iota of truth in there, in that she mentioned the executive orders that have to do with the president being able to sort of deem people as suspects, unlawful enemy combatants, that sort of thing. And it's not just executive orders. It's also the Military Commissions Act of 2007, I believe.
Right. The Congress is completely implicit in this.
Defense Authorization Act. Yeah, the idea that Congress is sitting around in the House of Representatives just
keeping us safe from old Georgie.
Keeping a vigil. That's absolutely absurd, and I don't know where she gets these things from. But it is true that the president can essentially deem somebody as a unlawful enemy combatant and literally have them picked up off the streets and put into a military brig somewhere.
Well,
so,
thanks to Congress, which gave him
authorization. And there was some sort of executive order.
And not that he wasn't doing it anyway, if he felt like it.
And there was some sort of executive order that tied into all this, but it all just melds together for me after a while. I can't really separate all the tyranny from one another. So she's on to a few things, but she's also full of misinformation. Anyway, 800-259-9231 ABC News reporting that a decision that could affect gun control laws across the nation, the Supreme Court has agreed to consider whether the Second Amendment protects an individual's right to carry a gun. It's been 70 years since the High Court has focused on the meaning of the words right to keep and bear arms in the Second Amendment, and the case is sure to ignite cultural battles across the country. The Supreme Court agreed to step in because the issue has caused a deep split in the lower courts. While the majority of courts have said the right to bear arms refers in connection to service in a state militia, two federal courts have said the amendment protects an individual's right to keep a gun. One of those courts, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, went as far as striking down a decades-long ban on the private ownership of handguns in D.C. It's this case that the court has agreed to consider. D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty brought the case to the Supreme Court in an effort to save the district's gun ban, one of the strictest in the nation that went into effect over 30 years ago. He argues that, quote, whatever the Second Amendment guarantees, it does not require the district to stand by while its citizens die. The mayor is concerned that if the gun ban is overturned, there'll be even more handguns available in the streets. Fenty said, the District of Columbia has too many handguns. Well, your ban's doing a real good job there, isn't it?
Right. I thought it's a decades-long ban. How come you haven't been able to take care of all the guns at this point?
Oh, because you'll never be able to take care of all the guns.
In court papers,
it doesn't matter if it's one city, one state, one nation. It doesn't matter. Look at Great Britain. They have the same problems.
In court papers, his lawyers argue handguns are the weapon most likely to be used in a street crime. Although only a third of the nation's firearms are handguns, they're responsible for far more killings. The guns themselves, Mark!
Right, they're getting up, they're running around on their little chrome legs and shooting people.
That's amazing that inanimate objects can have responsibility. only in the world of government.
You know, people get killed with ice picks, hammers,
yeah.
Wrenches, God knows what. Are we going to outlaw those things, too?
The law, well, maybe. The United Kingdom's working on outlawing knives, so they're working towards it. The law banned, this is the D.C. law, it banned residents from owning a handgun unless they already had a permit. D.C. residents like Shelley Parker sued the city, saying she had a constitutional right to protect herself.
She's right.
Boy, the nerve of that woman. So we'll find out here. Of course, I'm being facetious. I absolutely think D.C. residents should be able to carry firearms to protect themselves. We certainly discussed firearms to an extent last night, and we'll bring you this case as it develops here. It looks like the Supreme Court is going to take it on, and this could have some serious implications for gun freedom in America if it comes out the wrong way, and it just might.
Or if it comes out the right way.
Hour two's coming up.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.